Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Paul Gauguin Cruises.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The FDA's just taken a giant step toward making the opioid overdose drug Narcan more widely available. It's authorized the prescription nasal spray to be sold over the counter. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has late-breaking details.
This will be available without a prescription as an overdose antidote. It is a first for opioid treatment. How much of an impact this will make on overdoses is unclear, and it isn't clear how much it will cost.
Narcan could be available in supermarkets, at gas stations, even online by late summer. Starbucks former CEO goes before lawmakers on Capitol Hill this hour to defend the company's response to attempts to unionize. In prepared remarks, Howard Schultz says the coffee chains tried to bargain in good faith and only disciplined baristas for violating policies, not for trying to organize. 291 Starbucks in the U.S., about 3%, have voted to unionize. Friends and co-workers are remembering the six people shot to death at a Christian elementary school in Nashville this week. Pastor Jim Bachman was friends with custodian Mike Hill.
Everybody loved Mike. Mike knew the kids in the school, knew their names, and took a very personal interest in them.
Governor Lee says his wife had planned a dinner date with her best friend, substitute teacher Cindy Peek, who was gunned down Monday. Three children were also killed. Huntsville, Alabama Mayor Tommy Battle says one police officer was killed, another critically wounded, after they responded to a 911 call of a woman shot.
This is one of those times when there aren't words. Words to express our sorrow, words to express our support for our law enforcement officers.
The suspect is charged with capital murder. A powerful weather system from the Gulf of Alaska is pushing into Northern California. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
This atmospheric river that is going to bring some damage to California is going to bring a whole lot more damage as it moves east and into the midsection of the country. We've got at least seven states under threat for severe weather on Friday, and this is the one that we're watching. It includes portions of the South that were so devastated last Friday, so 7 days apart for these severe weather events.
Group of women, average age 73, who claim Switzerland isn't doing enough to slow climate change, are taking their suit to the European Court of Human Rights. CBS's Vicky Barker.
It's the first time the European Court will consider the impact of climate change on human rights. The women have already lost their case in the Swiss courts.
The Dow is up 251 points. S&P ahead 40. This is CBS News.
CBS News is brought to you by Paul Gauguin Cruises. Artfully authentic, all-inclusive year-round cruising to Tahiti and the South Pacific. Visit pgcruises.com.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A man authorities believe firebombed the Madison lobbying offices of an anti-abortion group last year is now in custody. On May 6, 2022, someone tossed two Molotov cocktails into the Wisconsin Family Action Office. One didn't go off. The other set a bookcase on fire. Written on the outside of the building, quote, "If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't safe either," unquote. No one was there at the time of the attack, which happened about a week after a draft opinion was leaked, suggesting the Supreme Court would soon overturn Roe v. Wade. The court did just that in June, sending Wisconsin back to an abortion ban set in 1849. The 29-year-old male suspect was arrested Tuesday at Boston's Logan Airport. And it's the end for Badger basketball after losing last night in the NIT semifinals. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. The Devil's Advocates,
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, what, Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, Truth.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I forgot Benghazi. I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines. And Stephen from Green Bay, thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Hello, Earl and Maggie. I hope you two are doing fantastic. And it's great to hear that you're going to be back on the air.
Well, Maggie's gone. Maggie's gone, but go ahead. It's you and I.
Oh, never mind. Okay. Anyways, so Earl, I don't know if you heard about this, but it was a news story that I heard this morning. It was in the state of Idaho, they have outlawed what they call abortion trafficking. So basically, in the state of Idaho, abortion is illegal. And if you would try to go to a different state to get an abortion, you could end up in jail in the state of Idaho. So that's just absolutely ridiculous. And further goes to show the overreach and the length that the Republican Party is going to mess with a woman's health care. And I think it's absolutely atrocious.
You know, Stephen, it's not even, you know, it's all these different things that you can point to that they call culture wars. And so they create these cliches, culture war. And then they try to find things that they can fit under the guise of culture war, and the nonsensical, and what they do is divide the country, and yet, you know, and yet people continue to say, well, I agree, you know, with what the Republicans are saying. They're changing our country, and our country, we need to get it back to what it was, and so it just does not make one iota of sense to divide the country the way that these people have divided it and continue to divide it and then stick their chest out as if they're doing something patriotic of making enemies of their own countrymen. You know, I don't see where the end game is with that. And what they think that's going to do. Do they somehow mistakenly believe that the other side of the nation is going to say, oh, we're going to agree with what these people are saying because they're armed and they're telling us that they're angry and they're willing to go to war for their beliefs? I mean, that's basically what's at the root of all of these things that they're talking about. If we can't get our way through elections, then we're going to use force. And I'll tell you, we're ready to go because we've got all, they're talking about things being weaponized. What's weaponized is the fact that they own all these weapons. Don't talk about something verbally being weaponized. I'm concerned and worried about all of those folk who are so heavily armed that they might be willing to do almost anything. Thank you very much for the call. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Stephen. Go ahead, man.
Sorry. I was just going to say I couldn't agree with you more. And one thing I actually love about your radio program, the reason why I tune in day after day, is because you keep it real, good, better, and different. You speak the truth, and I really appreciate that about you. So keep up the good work.
Hey, man, I don't have any other choice. Thank you very much for listening, as always, man. Tell somebody about us in Green Bay. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, first of all, the Republicans have no real message other than give billions away to their billionaire donors, I mean owners. And, I'm sorry, I reversed that. In any case, their only hope is to stir up anger, fear, and hatred and to drive out and get their base incensed to the point where they are willing to go out and vote for anybody with an R after their name. But in my opinion, Kelly and his ilk, these guys are the result of the political cowardice that the attorney generals in a bunch of states and Garland, they've postponed indictment and prosecution of the January 6th criminal leaders and co-conspirators for years. Not only do we have obvious participants in the violent coup like Van Orden actually in Congress, we've got deniers and apologists like McCarthy making more mischief there. We have clear co-conspirators like Johnson who fraudulently tried to present two different slates of illegal electors trying to overturn a legal, honest election. We even got the husband of one of the conspirators on the Supreme Court of the United States, although he denies any knowledge or involvement. I believe that. And Kelly is another election denier. He argued in favor of the unlawful gerrymandering, and several federal courts determined it was unlawful, in front of the Supreme Court of the state. Now he wants to be part of that court. The even more extremist gerrymander is going to be presented before that court again, I'm sure. And if Kelly's there, and you want to bet he'll recuse himself? This doesn't even address the fact that he's a seditionist who was also paid over $100,000 by the Republicans to advise them about how to attempt a political coup. Presumably, advise them to do so because that's what they did. I mean, this is crazy.
Let me
start doing something about these people. They're just going to keep on getting worse and worse.
You know, let me ask you, Jack. You see that these people are, without question, a true danger to this nation. There's no question. And even though they may be your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers, your neighbors, whatever, it does not matter. These people clearly are going to do anything and everything within their power to burn the nation down. And I don't mean physically burning it down. But they're going to make sure that there is no cohesion in this nation, and that if we don't get our way, when have you ever heard Democrats, Jack, if they lose, they lick their wounds and they go away? But if Republicans lose, now that's we've been cheated. They can't accept the fact that they're not winning elections outright because the majority of the American people know that they've gone off the rails. And so anytime you can hear and continue to support a person like Donald Trump, I'm just sorry. You see that man and you know there's something morally and intellectually seriously wrong with that man. He's a dangerous, dangerous man. And you are still saying, well, we support Donald Trump we want to see Donald Trump get reelected. I mean, what is it that they see? They clearly don't see a man who has any modicum of reality. I mean, come on, Jack. And yet still,
no.
They say 25%, but I think 40% of Republicans are going to vote for him.
He not only has no modicum of reality, he has no modicum of moral compass
right. Either.
But apparently, neither do a lot of the Republicans, and apparently they're even able to use this approach of let's drive fear and turn it into anger and hatred, and let's get these people out to vote. So they won't think about anything else except what they hate and what they fear.
Yeah, they're evil. And they're evil people.
Their fears, they're unfounded for one thing. I mean, most of the people that they're doing this with are male white Americans, a lot of them, and they're in mostly the positions of power in this country. And yes, you know, again, and this is a much broader topic, but
Jack, okay. I want you to hang on because we've got to go to a break. But here's another one. House Republicans passed bill giving some parents the authority to beat down other parents' kids. Wait a minute. What? House Republicans passed bill giving some parents the authority to beat down other parents' kids. You know, I mean, it is just, these people are insane. They're dangerous. And you can say, well, you know, I'm a Republican and I'm proud of it. I'm a conservative. If you don't challenge this insanity, you know, what's going to happen when one parent puts their hands on another parent's kids? According to the roll call, the measure would affirm a parent's right to address the local school board and would require education officials to provide parents with the list of books and other curriculum materials, online budgetary information, and alerts about incidents of violence at their child's school. Schools would also have to notify parents if their child uses a different name or pronoun at the school, and if a student was involved with another student, to let the other parent know who the student is and where they live. What is that? You know, that's the height of insanity. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Jack, Tom from West Dallas, and Bill, hang on. We'll come right back. 844-967-2789. People are nuts. Be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 33. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 20. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, highs around 41. Low 60s Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Much cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 30s and snow possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Another day has come and gone in a world where I don't belong. Another week has passed me by. It's not because I didn't try. Nobody saw. Before they notice me.
All right, welcome back. Maybe that's what the Republicans are doing. They gotta do wrong before they get noticed. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I'm talking about a whole array of things with the Republicans and why they are the way they are and why we don't have to tolerate it. Let's go back to Jack quickly. Jack, you wanted to say what?
Just that most of this stuff that's in this bill is already available in the public domain for, you know, except, you know, little things, and I call them relatively little, like a student wanting to use a preferred pronoun in his classes. But most of it you can find out online somehow. This is another one of those worthless but distracting pieces of legislation that the Republicans are so good at. Again, and the whole purpose is stir up anger, fear, and hatred. That's it. Yeah, because they got nothing else except giving away billions to their donors.
I mean, this is a Senate Republican who came up with this. Democrats control the Senate. There's no way it's getting through, but he had to put all this foolishness out there. You know what I mean? I mean, to what end and what point? Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, Bill, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Help us out, man.
Well, you know, people say they're out to get Trump. You're right. They're right. And I'll be the first to admit it. Why would a party pick a man with 26 sexual assaults alleged, 11 bankruptcies, a game show host that kind of failed, and that's the best you can come up with? Heaven help you. No wonder nobody wanted him president. Even the Republicans didn't. And if you read, if you're a Christian, you read the book of Revelation, he even said, I'm the first one. He's Satan in the flesh. The point is, right now, we have all these kids that are murdered. And the Republicans believe in right to life of only a fetus, not a child. And all those kids that have been murdered because of their foolish guns, and now their answer to this is more guns, not less, I think we should get pictures of all these children, put them in the House of Congress right next to the picture of Jim Jordan. And I'll go on and on. You know who I'm, Matt Gaetz. I can go on and on. Ted Cruz. They have the blood of those children on their feet. And what do they say? We can't do anything about it. You can't get the guns out of these people's hands. We can put a man on the moon, but we can't do that. They're lying. They constantly lie, and they call it facts. I call them alternative facts. They have no facts. They have no credibility. Kevin McCarthy has to run a vote 13 times, and he can't even get nominated.
You know,
they are one joke after another,
you know,
and then they want us to take them serious. Go ahead.
You talked about Kevin McCarthy, man, but Jim Jordan, he's a real piece of work.
Oh, he's the MVP of the year.
Yep.
He's the MVP. He gets the biggest award. Plus, he can't even afford a sport coat on a six-figure salary that we pay him to be legislate, but he wants to investigate. You know, here's the point. We got to stop taking them seriously.
No,
Biden has to step up.
No, you got to
declare
But here's why I disagree with you, Bill. We've got to take them seriously because what they are advocating is dangerous. You know, I mean, they don't want weapons taken away from people. They want mentally ill people to be able to buy as many weapons as they want to buy because they shouldn't, their Second Amendment rights shouldn't be taken away from them because they're mentally ill. That can't be accidental, Bill. You know, they can't be that ignorant or, you know, they're just that dangerous.
Well, they're supposed to be Christians. They call themselves the Christian evangelicals, yet they will turn away mother and children at the border, but they care about a fetus. It doesn't add up. Now, the bottom line is I do take them serious, but I take them as serious as like a heart attack. I mean, I'll take a heart attack serious, kill you. But here's the bottom line with these people. They don't have any integrity. They don't have any honesty. They're scared to death to debate the left on their shows. Ask Dan O'Donnell how many times he's left.
Well, you know, it's not.
In a great
it's not going to happen, Bill. Man, we got to go to a break. Thank you very much for the call, Tom from West Dallas. We'll come to you first after the break, man, and give you as much time as you want. Karina, we'll get you to welcome back. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Seems like I got to do wrong before they notice me. I go to bed, but my sleep just won't come. My belly's empty and my brain is numb. Nobody saw me walking, and nobody heard me talking. Seems like I gotta do wrong before they notice me. Before they notice me.
The SHA 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The FDA has just moved to make the prescription opioid overdose drug Narcan more widely available. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
This marks the first time an over-the-counter drug has been approved as an overdose antidote. Naloxone will be available now without a prescription at drugstores, even convenience and grocery stores, as an opioid treatment by late summer.
Starbucks former CEO Howard Schultz is facing lawmakers on Capitol Hill this hour to defend claims the company tries to prevent baristas from unionizing. Senator Bernie Sanders.
Starbucks has waged the most aggressive and illegal union busting campaign
in the modern history of our country.
Lawmakers in North Carolina have just gotten rid of the state's requirement for permits before pistol purchases. Comes days after three staffers and three students were shot to death at a Christian school in neighboring Tennessee. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Republicans in charge of the state budget process for the next several weeks plan to disregard Governor Evers' budget proposal and start from base.
Yeah, non-fiscal policy will all be removed. We've said that already, and we've done that in the past, and so that'll be the way that'll be handled.
Republican Mark Boren co-chairs the Joint Finance Committee. Work on the next two-year spending plan ramps up this week with briefings from state agency leaders. Wisconsin wildlife officials are urging people to get a state trail pass. Anyone 16 and older who is using a state trail needs to show a pass when a warden asks. The Department of Natural Resources says the $25 annual cost helps maintain state trails. In sports, Wisconsin's basketball season is over after last night's loss in the NIT semifinals. Tonight, the Bucks are at Indiana. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Hey, we got a big Wisconsin Supreme Court race this spring, and whoever wins will have a huge say over your freedom to vote, your freedom to make healthcare decisions, your freedom to have fair representation. So please listen to the advice from Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez of our Milwaukee Bucks, and make sure you vote in the general election on April 4th.
Hey, Wisconsinites, Drew Holiday here.
And Brooke Lopez here.
I want you to make sure you're registered to vote.
It's more important now than ever because politicians are trying to restrict our freedom to vote.
I think I know why.
They're worried about our power.
So they want to take it away.
Don't let them do that.
You've got to block that shot.
So please register to vote and get out to vote. Just go to myvote.wi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Defend your right to vote and exercise your freedom to vote.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, WisDC.org, which is solely responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Now, this article, quickly, before we go to the phone lines. This is House Republicans passed bill giving some parents the authority to beat down other parents' kids. The point, of course, is not protecting children. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy did not name the legislature the Children's Bill of Rights Act. No, it's the Parents' Bill of Rights Act, and its purpose is giving some parents the authority to beat down other parents' kids if they happen to identify as non-heterosexual. If your child is trans, just know this. The bill gives some parents a hammer. Your kid is the nail. That House Republicans gave some parents the ability to harangue, harass, and otherwise inflame toxic environments for other parents' kids tells us, for one thing, that their concern for the welfare of children is bunk, and for another, that the kids, as a class of society, are an outgroup similar to others. Some parents of some kids have rights. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Thank you very much, sir. You say what?
Hi there. Real quick, what you just talked about, I am
isn't that child abuse then if someone else does that to your child? Doesn't that fall under a whole different set of rules then? Also, I was listening to As Goes about a month ago, and the ladies there were talking about the ALEC conference, where and she was running some live, or not live, but some feed from it, tape of it and stuff. But this ALEC conference, which none of my friends have ever heard of except for one, is kind of where all these conspiracies come from. They were talking about something recently, and 2 days later, DeSantis was there slamming on transgender people again, and it all was almost word for word for what they were talking about at this ALEC conference.
Well, ALEC has been going on for almost 30 years, so that's nothing new. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it is a thing.
Why doesn't anyone know about this?
Well, I mean,
everyone I've talked to has never even heard of this.
I've known about ALEC for over 30 years, and ALEC is not the only think tank that conservatives and Republicans have. And so it is one that has created a lot of these lunacy ideas that you hear conservatives broach. It's not their own. Again, there are think tanks who come up with this craziness and weirdness, and it's nothing new. All you have to do is Google Republican or conservative think tanks, and you will get everything it is you need to know about just how dangerous this stuff is. And I'll tell you, many of the conservatives, the average, conservative person, they don't know about these things. You know, they think that, you know, these things are right. They don't know that at the root of all of it is a master plan that these people have put together to take control over this nation. And they've done it. You know, in many instances, they've been able to implement a lot of the different things, you know, right to work, Act 10. All of those things came out of the think tank. And so they'll pick a guy like Scott Walker or Ron Johnson or some of those people or some of, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert. And those are the people who carry that water. But these people are dangerous. Make no mistake about it.
They're horribly dangerous and they should be exposed. There should be some other big news outlets that focus on that and say, this is where this is coming from.
Well, you know, man.
But that is scary to me.
Oh, well, it should. Let me put it this way. It's out there for the world to see. This is not clandestine. It's something that's out there for everybody to see. And the people who funded the Bradley Foundation has always been one that has financed it. And many others like that continue to pour resources and money into those programs. And what it does is divide this nation to a point where I'm afraid that, you know, it'll be hard to bring it back together again. Thank you very much for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. Karina.
Oh, hi. I'm back. I was listening to the conversation. Couldn't help myself. Well, you know, with the Trump situation, I agree it's completely criminal. But at the same time, I'm thinking, okay, so we have a Trump, and who do we have against the Trump? What do we have in the Democratic Party, what we can oppose to Trump and he's being so active and supported? And we're really coming out with the blame as of right now. At least this is how it feels. And instead, we have those ugly Republicans fighting for control. They all behave like a control freak. And from that point on, our power struggle, and here's the weapons, and here's the children, and there's an abortion, and all of it is a control freak action. And with the weapons, okay, you can run around and ask people to return the weapons. Fine. Wonderful. Why are we not doing psychiatric evaluation as a mandatory every so often? Why do we have a driver license and you and I and everybody else have to go for reunion, and prove that we are adequate on the road,
right,
that we can drive, that we can see, and everything like that. Why is it that you've been given a weapon once in your life, and no one ever goes back and say, hey, where's your weapon? What do you do with it? Can you register? Or even the business, if you open the business and never use it, you have to send a report to the government every year, what are you doing with the business, but you're not doing it with the weapon.
Because the gun lobby controls the politricksters, especially those on the right. And so it's about the money. You know, America is the number one manufacturer of weapons in the world. Again, we only make up 4% of the population. 4%, but we produce more weapons than all the rest of the nations combined. And somehow we don't see that as a problem. How can you not see that as a problem? You know, and less. Not fool ourselves. These people are organized. They're organized to the hilt. They're financed. And so when you see what took place on January 6th, you saw a true militia organized and ready to go to battle. And Donald Trump, I saw a little bit of, you know, his last rally. You know, and certainly the numbers are getting smaller and smaller. I don't know. He said he had 60,000. They said, wait a minute, come on, man. You know, 15,000 at the most. But even if it's only 15,000, that's a lot of people who can't discern that they're listening to a lunatic. The lunatic calls them and they show up. Many of those lunatics are armed and can't think for themselves. And so you multiply that all over the nation, it's a danger. But we somehow don't want to admit that it's a danger, right? We don't want to admit that it's a danger because, well, these people are good people. They just, you know, Donald Trump has, you know, kind of imposed his will on them. Well, if he's imposed his will on them and his will is, come on, putrid, to say the least, then that's what they are, because they're going to follow him into wherever it is he's going, and they'll do whatever it is he asks them to do. They're a danger. I'm sorry. Even if those are your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, your neighbors, you know, your children, it's a danger, and we've got to deal with that. Karina, you say what else?
What I'm saying is, it's really invisible what Democrats are doing up there if all those bills are actually getting bad.
Well, these bills.
That's my question. You know, I don't know much about it.
Well, let me say this: most of those bills, like this crazy bill, is not getting passed. The fact of the matter is, because they keep coming up with these crazy bills, you can't get anything done. The things that need to be done, because people are coming up with these crazy, crazy ideas and dangerous.
So they're filibustering, basically.
Yes. Yeah, they're filibustering. That's it. Hey, Karina, right. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. You know, I got to get back in the last few minutes. Here was a person that had some mental illness issues. The person who killed those six people, three children. And that person was able to buy seven weapons at different stores. Can somebody tell me why there is not a system in place that says, hey, Earl is buying, you know, automatic weapons. He just bought one yesterday. And then he bought another one. He bought three today. Why is there not a bill denoting that? It's not difficult in order to link with the power of technology to send a message, hey, Earl just bought two AK-47s yesterday, and here he is again looking to buy another one today. Why is there not something to alert people to that? Why is there not a question to be asked, hey, man, you just bought two. Why are you buying another one? Well, you know, people have a constitutional right. What is that, man? You have a constitutional right to buy a weapon, but you don't have a constitutional right to become a one-person army. That's a legitimate question. You know, but yet, even after this horrific incident, you would think that they would close that loophole, right? You would think that after that occurred and they found out that this person was able to buy the weapons with the rapidity that she did, then you would have to say, if I can figure that out, why can't the rest of the people figure that out, especially our elected officials? Why are they not, at this point in time, when they got that information, looking to close that loophole? Because to stop the next person from buying as many weapons as they want to in a short period of time. It's one thing if you want to be a person who is going to be an arms dealer. Look, I don't have a criminal record. I can become a gun dealer. All I have to do is let my government know that I'm going to become a gun dealer. And I can have guns sent to my house by, what's the name of the places that send that stuff to your house? Amazon. And nobody will know it, but I can have those sent to my home. And since I don't have a criminal record, I can sell them to basically anybody I want to sell them to. How does that make any sense? How come we can't stop that? Well, Republicans, it's the Second Amendment right. We all have a right of a Second Amendment right. You don't have a Second Amendment right to own a nuclear weapon, do you? Oh, well, it doesn't say. I guess I could own a nuclear weapon if I really thought about it. Yeah. Anyway, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats that make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 34.
Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, low is around 20. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 41. Highs around 62 Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Chance of snow 40 on Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to Jim from Eden. Hey, good morning to you, Jim. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Yes, good morning, Earl. Yes, I've been listening to you this morning, and you've been talking about the lady who did the killing in Tennessee.
Right.
On Monday. And you've been saying that she's been mentally ill, and she
Well, that's what her parents said. I don't know. I didn't know her. I didn't know her. Her parents said that. But go ahead.
No. Yeah. But so you're making that point, and yes, and I agree. If she's, having depression and that, she needs to be watched. My only point is, information was coming out that, she was, transitioning. Isn't that the case? That she has been transitioning.
Yeah, but and, I would ask you, what does that have to do with anything? There are people who transition every day who don't go and buy a lot of weapons and kill people.
Yes. What does it have to do with it?
Yes.
You were making the point that she's depressed. Mentally ill.
I didn't say she was depressed. Again, the information that has been forthcoming from her parents was that she was dealing with those issues. I didn't know her, and again, I don't think it has any correlation at all with the fact that she murdered those people. Again, I think Maggie Dawn said there was 130. What's the word I'm looking for, Kevin, Calvin? Mass shootings in the country already this year, and it had nothing to do, the others had nothing to do with the fact that somebody's transitioning. So why is that important?
My point is, it used to be like in the 90s, those who transitioned were considered mentally ill, and that's what I'm trying to connect. You were saying she's mentally ill, and that is true. We used to call transitioning mentally ill.
No. I did not say, again, for the sake of clarity, and words are important, that she was mentally ill. I did not say that. And whatever people used to say, in this country, you have a right to say whatever it is you want to say. Doesn't make it right, doesn't make it the truth. And so if we used to call people who thought in that manner mentally ill, there's more information now. And so that was wrong to call people mentally ill. I would call, if that's the case, and we can use that kind of verbiage, I would say people walking around with 10,000 rounds of ammunition and 400 automatic weapons, I'd say there's something, you know, not really balanced with them.
Do you think we'll ever get to hear what the manifesto that she wrote will ever become public?
I think it will, but what does it matter? The fact of the matter is, sir, I know, but the fact of the matter is, sir, that she was able to go and purchase all of those weapons, one after another. Can't we as a nation come to an agreement that it makes no sense that I can go out and buy 10 weapons from 5 different stores and there's not some red flag that goes up?
Earl, the manifesto will explain why she bought.
No, I'm saying, sir, you're missing the point. She's one person. She's gone. What about the next person who may feel the same way and they can go out and buy as many weapons as they want to buy? Shouldn't we be able to do something about that?
We will learn so much.
No, sir. Sir, you're missing the point. Why can't you address the issue? You think it's all right that any person can go out and buy weapon after weapon after weapon after weapon, automatic weapons, and that's okay with you? You'd much rather want to know what was the reason that the person did it as opposed to shutting off the possibilities that others who may have some issues can then go out and buy as many weapons as they want to. Does that make sense to you?
Earl, this is why we have the right to guns. Our early fathers saw that tyranny is always a possibility.
So
that's why we're able to buy guns.
No, I'm asking you. I didn't say that you shouldn't be able to buy guns. The question is whether how many guns should you be allowed to buy before a flag goes up and says, hey, you know, Jim just bought 7 guns in 2 days, 7 automatic weapons. Shouldn't there be something that prevent that, sir? Or should you be able to buy whatever it is you want to buy?
Well, I believe that's the way it's been for years.
Well, that doesn't make it right.
Why do we need to change now?
Because people are being slaughtered. Because people are being slaughtered all over the world, man. I mean, all over the nation. Doesn't that matter?
Well, it's not as many as what you're saying.
What do you mean it's not as many as what we're saying? Sir, if it was your loved one that got slaughtered, I guarantee you, you would look at it from a different perspective. And you seem to be a nice enough guy. But that's the issues that we are dealing with. People who see it through the prism that you see it, and yet you can't even see the end result of this. Well, we have a constitution to write our own weapons. Never mind, people are being slaughtered like flies. And you want to talk about our right to own guns.
Earl, do you think that our government could ever become a bad government?
It is a bad government now, sir. It's a bad government because
that makes the point why we need to defend ourselves.
No, listen. If you really think, listen, I'm just like you. I'm an American citizen. I don't own weapons. You have a right to own them. I don't own them. And I'm not fearful that my government, that I'm going to have to fight my government, because I got enough sense to know I could never defeat the government. I'm going to lose in that. And so are you and all the rest of the people who think that way. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you. I wish I had more time. Got to get out of here. I'll be back on tomorrow. Been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you, Kevin, and all of you who took part in the show. I'll be back on tomorrow. Goodbye.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knuckleheads CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.